Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, with Brendan McSheehy, the chairman of the board of CARE, Corporate America Recovery Effort. Brendan, how you doing?
Very well.
We're toward the end of the first day. It's been a busy day, and this is CARE's annual meeting. Before we get into the details of some of the key issues and opportunities that this organization faces, a little background on you. In addition to being chairman of the board and having had that role now for a year, you're also the VP of Innovation, R&D, and Intellectual Properties for Universal Fibers. That's your day job. For the benefit of our listeners, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about what your role is as the chairman of the board and some of the things that you're facing.
Certainly, Kemp. CARE is a multi-stakeholder organization, and thus the board has cross-functional representation, and a board has charges to the organization: governance, strategy, and resources, both financial and human. And I'm happy to say that in my year's tenure, the board has actively engaged to support all of those roles and functions. Some things we've done well, some things we still have the opportunity to do better.
Now, let me point out that you have industry people involved, you have collector sorters involved, and you have government people involved. So that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Exactly right. And I'm very pleased to welcome our newest addition to the board, Stacy Washington from South Carolina DHEC.
Mm-hmm. So you have a state government person now that's serving on the board, which is a first for the board.
In some time, yes. We have had governmental representation all the way back to Matt Wadinger. But there have been circumstances, both financial, budgetary, transitory job roles. It has been difficult to keep continuity, but it's such an important voice in the room.
I should have mentioned at the beginning of this, most people know CARE's primary goal is to reduce the amount of used carpet that ends up in the landfill. And it was started 13 years ago with a memorandum of understanding that was created in partnership between government and industry, right?
Correct. If I could identify some of the strengths as we see it today, certainly thanks go to Joe Yarborough, to Carpet and Rug Institute, and to the entire VPS team, VPS being Voluntary Product Stewardship, because they've taken the necessity for the concept through execution, communication, and now in the data collection and getting real close to issuing first set of checks.
And let me just catch our listeners up to that. That is actually a fund that has been put together by key industry people to the level of $5 million,
very
correct?
Close, yeah. Yes.
So those funds are being used this year to offset the issues created by this glut of polyester carpet where there's no economic solution for the disposal of, correct?
In essence, if the collector sorter entrepreneur community is not sustainable, then the diversion prospects become unsustainable. Moving along, we have a finance committee now in place. Paul Murray is the treasurer of CARE. And as we've grown up an organization, we learned early this morning at the conference that from being once upon a time a several hundred thousand dollar a year organization, in 2011 with AB 2398, we became a $5 million a year nonprofit. And that within the last 12 months has become a $15 million a year.
So let's go through that real quick. We talked about the VPS funds, roughly $5 million. And then this year, for those that didn't catch it, AB 2398, which initially was charging 5 cents a square yard at the point of purchase, paid for by the consumer in California, they've doubled that to 10 cents a yard now, right?
Correct. To address concerns, we received a notice of noncompliance for a 2013 report, and the SPC, which is the Stewardship Planning Committee, and the SFOC, the Stewardship Funding Oversight Committee, have worked diligently to adjust the scope of the assistance in 2398, and that has been a continual work of progress and a lot of effort and thought given by a number of people across the industry.
And let me mirror what you just said. CalRecycle, which is the government entity that works with CARE on how you come up with solutions for reducing carpet in landfills in California, has sent you a notice that they feel that you're non-compliant and ask you to address specific issues in a review that's going to happen, I believe, in June of this year, right?
We're due to submit our 2014 report the 1st of July, and we certainly have been taking diligent steps forward and have an active listening audience.
All right.
From the board perspective, we have approved a strategic plan, and that's critical because we are now a three-bucket organization. We have had AB 2398 now for close on 5 years. We now have voluntary product stewardship and, of course, all of the core functions that CARE does, like the conference, the entrepreneur meeting, and all of the market communication and new product development. So that's a pretty complicated wiring diagram, and it was great to see the board's engagement and approval that Bob Peoples and his team can actually pull this off. Finally, I'm very pleased to see that CARE's approval rating, given by the folks who filled out the annual survey, has risen from 76% to 91%, and I know no small part of that goes to VPS, but nevertheless, it's a key indication we're moving in the right direction.
Now, that's coming from a survey that you've conducted within your own members in this organization to say, is CARE doing what they ought to be doing?
Yes.
And so that's only 9% felt like they could do more, right?
Correct, yes. And we always can.
All right. Now, moving forward, you're trying to get more retailers involved in this whole process. Talk about that, if you would.
Yes. Beginning, Kemp, I talked about as being multi-stakeholder. And there are a number of key links in this entire chain, from the very beginning of carpet to the end of its life cycle and its reclamation and reuse rather than landfilling. And we have good participation now from most, but retail has unfortunately been conspicuously absent. And we certainly are reaching out as an organization, welcoming board-level participation, and looking and asking for strategic engagement on the part of the retail.
I might point out that organizations like StarNet, which is a organization of commercial contractors, have been actively involved with CARE and have set goals and achieved those goals. I believe this year 50 million pounds have been recycled within the StarNet members, and you're looking for perhaps CCA Global or other buying groups like that to step up and do something similar to what StarNet has done, right?
It will be very helpful to moving the needle, and we think in turn it will be very helpful to the retailers themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brendan, well, it sounds like you've been really busy. Just a quick summary before we end. A couple of the key things that you're facing is, again, trying to find a solution for this polyester. Economically, there's not a solution right now. And also continuing to work hard to satisfy 2398. Now, there was one other thing I think we ought to cover. There's a model in South Carolina that they're using. Talk about that, if you would.
Carpet recycling as a working group, which is multi-stakeholder, local county governments, the South Carolina DHEC, key stakeholders like Wellman involved, and Paul Votaw. We would like to see that model extended to other states and take this forward as the opportunity by working together that the communication and the convergence on a strategy will actually bring the success that we've been able to show in South Carolina. A lot of thanks to what's been done and looking forward to what could be done elsewhere.
Well, that's a lot of information, and it's good to catch up with you again. But talking to Brendan McSheehy, who is the chairman of the board of CARE, and you have one more year in your elected service, right?
Correct, Kemp. Yes, and looking forward to it.
And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.